This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Why are the Democrats so desperate to hold on to Trinidad and Aragua? I mean, look, when large majorities of Americans, including a plurality of Democrat voters, want illegal immigrants removed, and specifically illegal immigrant criminals, why order a plane to turn around? Why have the Democrat leadership all back the judge who did it to a T? Why the desperation to keep this particular gang? Because they're not like the others. From the Sinaloa cartel to the Jalisco cartel to MS-13, they're all pretty much the same. Brutal, bloodthirsty, looking to make a profit, but not particularly political. Trinidad and Aragua is different. In Venezuela, they're not known as Trinidad and Aragua. They're known as the Chavistas. This gang's leaders and a lot of its membership are unique because they're socialist slash communist. Their loyalty isn't just to the dollar, how much money they can make through crime. It's also to the socialist party that's run Venezuela into the ground and turned it into a dictatorship. Once you understand that, you understand everything you need to know. The Democrats view Trinidad and Aragua as fellow travelers. UK Daily Mail recently explained how it works in Venezuela. The Maduro regime there is essentially a cartel itself. They actually have the name of the Cartel de los Soles. That's according to Miami immigration attorney Rolanda Vasquez, who explained the whole setup in an interview with the UK Daily Mail. They're the largest cartel on this side of the hemisphere, so all criminal organizations underneath him, right now that'd be Maduro, if they're not in line with them, they can't operate. Well, under Maduro's regime, the UK Daily Mail explains, Trinidad and Aragua expanded outside of the walls of the Tacaron prison where it was born, spreading within Venezuela and then later throughout South America. So in Venezuela, being a TDA member carries a special status symbol, as they're well-known Chavistas, i.e. loyal supporters of the communist slash socialist regime that began with Hugo Chavez. Quote, these guys are Chavistas. These guys are communists. They're socialists. Retired federal agent Victor Avila told it this way to the UK Daily Mail. I don't like to call them a gang like the others because they're a highly sophisticated network that goes all the way to the top of the Maduro regime. So who exactly are these guys? They're muscle. They profit from the crime that they're allowed to commit. And so they protect the regime that allows it. But they are just as much dedicated to the political philosophy of the regime. That's what sets them aside from MS-13 and all these other Mexican cartels who don't really care about the politics so much as long as they get to commit crime. And the Chavistas, i.e. what we call Trinidad and Aragua, they are integral to keeping the socialists in power in Venezuela. If you go on X, you'll see what happened after Maduro last ran. All across the globe, the figure, even in the liberal media, that most people agree on is that he got about 30% of the vote. In other words, he did not win that election, but you'll see he's still presiding over Venezuela. Well, after the outrage of that stolen election, which was so blatantly stolen, the Venezuelan people began to lose it, coming out into the streets to protest. And they were almost immediately gunned down. By who? Not the military of Venezuela, not the police of Venezuela. In fact, not by the Maduro regime at all, but by random criminals who were affiliated with Tren de Aragua. See the arm's length difference there? They don't have uniforms. There's no secret police. There's no official connection. But what sets Tren de Aragua aside is what happened after the guns were banned in Venezuela. And I've been pointing this out for a while, y'all. If you listen to this podcast, that it very much seems like the Democrat Party is copying what happens in Venezuela. And whatever the Democrat Party does here, i.e., for instance, using judges to, you know, try to declare, you know, that Trump can't run, Trump can't be on the ballot in some states, it seems like Maduro almost always turns around and copies it within months. So there's very much this sort of circular admiration going on between Maduro and the Democrats, right? Well, here's what happened in Venezuela. People don't realize this. And if you're wondering, what is the Democrats' endgame here with taking guns, right? Well, you can see it in Venezuela. They confiscated the guns back in 2012, allegedly to protect Venezuelans from crime. Well, eventually, they ended up in the worst of the Chavez regime. People were hungry, so hungry, in fact, they were knocking over food trucks, breaking into what passes for stores there, even eating zoo animals. You might remember all of that, right? Well, to put down the desperation, instead of, you know, relinquishing the socialism and allowing people to eat, they distributed guns to party loyalists. Who? The Chavistas. So you're seeing the back end of what Democrats would eventually do if they took the guns, wait a few years, and then redistribute them so that only violent gang members loyal to the Socialist Party are armed. Nobody else is, giving them supremacy in the streets. Well, if you go on X and you look at the videos, Elon Musk actually retweeted a lot of them of that were snuck out of Venezuela of the protests. You'll see random people going by, having guns, and opening fire on the crowds of protesters until very quickly, after just a few days, there were no more crowds of protesters. So many of them had been gunned down. And then what happens is that the people who do it are just never prosecuted. It's the kind of muscle you can bet the Democrats would love to have here. Folks, this is why, and I think Trump understands this, this is why Tren de Aragua poses a much, much greater threat than any of the other cartels. Were they deliberately imported by the Democrats? I bet you're wondering that right now. Maybe. Here's what's interesting. Maduro himself gave a speech in the beginning of March in Spanish. I sat with my daughter, who is fluent in Spanish, to make sure we were translating it right. We went through line by line by line. And here's what he said. He said the Biden administration pressured him to release Tren de Aragua gang members into the U.S. He says the DEA and the FBI worked to move and finance their movement into the U.S. via a hub in Colombia and told President Trump to check the documents out of that hub for proof of what he was saying. Now, he's a brutal dictator and not exactly the kind of person you can trust. But then I could say the same thing pretty much about Joe Biden, too. Wannabe brutal dictator who you definitely can't trust. Is it true? I don't know, but I hope they're checking because it sounds exactly like what the Democrat Party would do. Because here's where it gets weird, folks. Remember when Tren de Aragua took over that apartment complex famously in Aurora, Colorado? And the Democrat officials from top to bottom, governor, attorney general, all denied, even the police chief, all denied that it was going on. That was untrue. It was fake news, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, headline, UK Daily Mail. This is from September of 2024. Bombshell documents reveal that Aurora, Colorado officials admitted Tren de Aragua gang had complete control of apartments despite public denial. So what ended up happening is that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security had briefed them that, yes, Tren de Aragua had violently taken control of these apartments and was using them to sell women and underage girls out of. They knew it. And so the whole time that they were issuing the denials, lying to cover up for Tren de Aragua, they knew damn well they were lying. Why would Democrats lie to cover up for Tren de Aragua? Well, part of it was no doubt because there was a presidential election going on, but part of it, could it be they wanted this infiltration? Here's the weird thing. South and Central American gang expert Joseph Humar noticed. He laid it out on Fox News. And it's weird because it sounds a lot like what Maduro is saying when he offered that olive branch to Trump. Look, dude, I didn't want to send Trende Aragua up there to you, but the Biden administration made me. Listen to what Humar said about this gang.
In the Alien Enemy Act, they mentioned something called predatory incursion. That's basically infiltration of a foreign country sent by aliens of another country. Venezuela is basically infiltrating the United States through its TDA members. And they're spreading. There's no way a gang goes from like a couple states in 1 year and within a couple years goes to about 23 states in a matter of months. That's not normal. It took the MS-13 decades to do that. So this is something that's been put on steroids by a specific governments that have basically weaponized migration to bring down the United States. And I think now we have a night and day difference because now Tom Holmes and others, President Trump, are taking the fight to these cartels, and they're doing it in a very smart way.
Here's what Tom Homan said.
Okay, now, knowing all of this, okay, and I don't know if Maduro sent them to appease Biden. I don't know if that's true, but I do know this. They're here, and they function as the enforcement arm, the muscle arm of the Socialist Party. That would be incredibly valuable to Democrats, however they got here. Trump obviously implicitly understands that. So look what he's doing. Look what he tried to do with the Trende Aragua members. And he kind of explained this because think about it. He could just, you know, send them back to Venezuela. Venezuela has said, you know, hey, we'll accept your deportation flights. But Trump didn't want to do that. And he briefly addressed it, saying, look, I'm afraid these guys are so dangerous. I'm afraid they're going to come back if I don't put them somewhere I can lock them up. Well, he knows. Remember, in the beginning, he was thinking Gitmo. And there have been people sent to Gitmo. But you know what's going to happen if Trende Aragua was sent to Gitmo? The second Democrats get power, they'll ship them right back to the U.S. Trump knows that. He needed to put them somewhere that they can't come back and resume or get dug in again. Or he knows, I've been warning about this for a while, folks, they will merge with the Democrat Party. So now look what he was trying to do. Again, he could have put those Trende Aragua members on a plane and sent them back along with the less dangerous, just regular migrants that he sent this weekend, 199 of them he sent. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to send them to El Salvador, where we can lock them up and where he feels like, okay, I have a relationship with the leader of that country. He's probably not going to turn them over to the Democrats to re-release into America. Then look at what the Democrats are doing here with Judge Boasberg, demanding the flight be turned around, making every, if you see Democrat media right now, oh my gosh, every excuse in the book. Their new argument is, well, they haven't been convicted of crimes in America. Some of these guys that were sent to El Salvador, and some of them, they had intel they were gang members, but there's not, you know, a definitive arrest for gang activity. Democrats trying to argue, oh, we can't deport them. We have to keep them. Think about this. This is the most specifically we've ever seen the Democrats fight to keep gang members. Finally, if you want to understand the difference between Trende Aragua and other gangs, read the link that I've attached in the sources document here, again from the UK Daily Mail, because they haven't just been taking over apartment complexes in Aurora. They're doing it all over the country. But it's what it takes to extract them that we've never seen before. Like, take this El Paso apartment complex. Just like in Aurora, they threatened to kill the landlord, you know, i.e. the owner and his family. They also threatened to kill him if he doesn't continue making the property tax payments. Folks, we've never seen this before in America. But I think this is almost more instructive than the one in Aurora. And the UK Daily Mail was there for the raid of the Palatia Apartments, which Trende Aragua controlled for 5 to 6 months. Here's what it took to extract the gang. Hundreds of law enforcement officers from dozens of law enforcement agencies came together. Folks, that's an army to remove these people from our soil. They did successfully do it. But here's the shocking part. The purpose, just like in Aurora, the purpose of controlling the apartment complexes was to do business. And exactly what is the business they were doing? Selling kidnapped and underage kids for sex. Selling kidnapped women for sex. And in the UK Daily Mail, they write about how Trende Aragua, during that half a year they controlled the apartment complex, used it as a base to deal cocaine or, most horrifically, as prostitution dens to pimp out women and children. Here's from the UK Daily Mail. They had women and children and were prostituting the women and children. And this is a resident watching who was hauled out of there. Quote, there were a lot of them, and watching all the women and children being put into the paddy wagon, I was like, ah. Well, folks, this is what Trende Aragua does. They specialize in kidnapping women and children and then selling them for sex. They do other things, don't get me wrong, but that's their mainline business. That's why they needed the apartment complexes. Folks, we've never seen this in America, okay? Not in the modern era, anyway. On a scale like this, where you're looking at, you know, prostitution in America, it's sad, usually involves a pimp, often a drug addicted or mentally ill woman. This is not that. This is human sex slavery. And the Democrats know it, and they're totally fine with it. In fact, they lied to cover it up. How do I know that? Because Trende Aragua was doing the identical thing in those Aurora, Colorado apartments. The UK Daily Mail also covered the raids on the Aurora, Colorado apartments. And according to the bombshell report by the law firm that represented the owner, i.e. the landlord, the apartment management company, that Trende Aragua participated in extortion and child prostitution out of those apartments as well. John Fabricatore is the former ICE director for the state of Colorado. He retired in 2022, but he was very familiar with Trende Aragua before he left. He said, these guys come in, they meet these Johns, they shake them down, see if they want to buy drugs. They've started with moving these girls through. And if you go in these apartments, you'll see these young girls. It's bad, he says. And then they sell them drugs. So that's kind of their MO. And he said that had been going on since 2022. In other words, this started almost immediately under the Biden administration. ICE knew. The Department of Homeland Security told him, the FBI told him, and so did the attorneys for the landlords. And yet the Democrats let it continue happening in Colorado and lied to cover it up. Folks, there's something huge here. We've got less than 4 years to rip these guys out by the roots, because God help us if the Democrats get another presidential term. I'm telling you, you will see these guys and the Democrat Party gradually merge. They are fellow travelers, and that's what makes them so dangerous.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.